Canine recovering after being shot multiple times during pursuit near Jacksonville Zoo, All Smiles. By Ethan Lepkman on July 24, 2022. A canine officer is recovering in All Smiles after suffering three gunshot wounds during a police pursuit near the Jacksonville Zoo on Friday. The canine, Hook, was shot in the neck, hind end, and the carpus wrist, and will require multiple surgeries but is currently resting comfortably on pain medication. First Coast Veterinary Specialists, PA provided an update on his recovery. Look who is All Smiles this evening. Hook is rallying with his community. His evening update, Hook sustained three penetrating gunshot wounds. Soft tissue injuries to the neck, hind end, and the carpus, wrist, with orthopedic injuries as well. One of his three wounds was able to be closed today. He will need multiple procedures as he recovers, but as of this evening he is eating and resting comfortably on his pain medications. Before Hook was injured, police were involved in a standoff between three suspects who were allegedly involved in an incident where gunshots were heard before 2 p.m., News 4 Jax reported. Authorities then located a vehicle that matched the suspect's description and engaged in a shootout with the suspects at West 45th Street. No officers were harmed in that shootout, the local outlet noted. The suspects then entered the vehicle, and a police pursuit ensued that ended in a crash with another vehicle at the intersection on Bush Driveway near the Jacksonville Zoo. With the suspect's vehicle coming to a halt at the fence line of the zoo, the suspects did not obey demands to surrender, leading authorities to deploy the K-9. Hook was struck by gunfire from one of the suspects, resulting in five officers returning fire at the suspects. Officers on the scene were able to retrieve Hook to safety. Following the shootout, one suspect surrendered, while the other two were pronounced dead on the scene. Their identities have not been identified as of yet. Hook was airlifted to an animal care center, where it was later announced by the clinic that he was alert and recovering. Guests inside the zoo were ordered to shelter in place until 5 p.m., News 4 Jax reported. An executive with Canines United praised the veterinarian staff for their work to save Hook's life. The veterinarian's office was right there ready and waiting, so the circumstances for Hook could not have been any better, said Canines United Vice President Jay Nix, for News 4 Jax. He also praised first responders on the scene who treated the canine. Hook has been involved in the arrests of numerous dangerous individuals, including the takedown and arrest of Patrick McDowell, who fatally shot a Nassau County deputy during a traffic stop in September 2021. Social media users were delighted to hear that Hook would survive his injuries and is recovering. Such great news. Thank you for taking care of this sweet boy. Continued prayers for Hook and his family, one Facebook user wrote. Way to go, First Coast Vet Specialists, for saving this canine officer, said another user. You can follow Ethan Lepkman on Twitter at @EthanLepkman.